USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The thick of the Thanksgiving travel period has begun, but a pair of powerful storms are threatening to overpower the estimated 55 million Americans who are expected to travel away from home for the holiday. A heavy snowstorm already stranding over 1,000 travelers at Denver International Airport yesterday. The same storm could be causing headaches at Minneapolis-St. Paul today, and a new storm is blowing in on the West Coast today, putting another 17 million people in Southern California and Arizona under flash flood watches. Traveling yesterday to Florida was President Trump for a Keep America Great campaign rally at Sunrise, where he told supporters,
"Our beautiful America is thriving like never before. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come."
USA Radio News.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least three people injured after an explosion at a chemical plant in East Texas overnight that set off a fire that's still burning, shooting flames hundreds of feet in the air. President Trump reportedly knew about the whistleblower complaint before releasing military aid that he had initially withheld from Ukraine. That's according to the New York Times. White House lawyers reportedly telling Trump about the complaint that's at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. John Schnatter, the founder of Papa John's, says he was set up. He tells a Fox TV affiliate in Louisville, Kentucky, that rivals within the company forced him out after it was revealed he had used the N-word during a conference call.
Steve Ritchie and Libby Curley, the board of directors, all used the black community and race as a way to steal the company. And they stole the company, and now they've destroyed the company.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A high-rise fire in Minneapolis, leaving at least five people dead, four others, including a firefighter, injured. Officials still trying to determine what sparked that blaze. The U.S. economy growing faster than expected. The gross domestic product rising 2.1% in the year's third quarter, according to the government. That was an increase over the second quarter rate of 1.9%. Life expectancy in the U.S. is down. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finding that the life expectancy in the USA has dropped to 78.6 years in 2017. They point to an increase in drug overdoses, suicides, obesity, and alcohol-related illnesses. At his rally last night in South Florida, President Trump was discussing his health.
The crazy Democrats are going down in a landslide.
He also spent time discussing recent controversies, including an unannounced trip to Walter Reed National Medical Center earlier this month. He said the visit was just getting an early start on his upcoming physical.
But I was there just to save a little time in January. I feel great. Hey, let me tell you, if I didn't feel great, I wouldn't be ranting and raving to 21, 22,000 people with lots of people outside. I can tell you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.